Next up, we have this week's edition of Money Matters with Mark Kunenberti.
So let's get this straight once and for all. The feds and your government and just about everyone thought everyone and their brother should own a home. The greedy bankers and the lobbyists paid the Congress to look the other way, and the Bush folks took the credit for all of it. After all, they are economically ignorant fools who couldn't run a candy store, and immoral at that. Frankly, I'm surprised that In God We Trust is still on our money. Those currently in control, like Pelosi and Dodd, took lobby money and then stood by. Joe Sixpack could not understand what the word adjustable meant in their adjustable rate mortgage, and they figured they could buy a $400,000 house cutting lawns and flipping hamburgers. The banks packaged up all these loans and leveraged them 100-1. Every pension plan, city fund, and old lady bought all these loans as the rating agencies all rated them AAA. After all, real estate always goes up, right? When all the lawn cutters and hamburger flippers bought more and more houses, thinking they could now own three or more houses, and since real estate always goes up, they listened to their realtors, who had no interest in a housing bubble, of course, and they got together with their loan buddies, and all of them borrowed even more and bought more houses, which made the realtor happy, the banker happy, the mortgage broker happy, the rating agencies happy, Congress happy, the lobbyists happy, the liberals happy, the greedy capitalists happy, foreign investors happy, and so everybody was then real happy. Then the inevitable happened. House prices continued to go up like everyone thought they would, and then, oops, nobody could afford them anymore. Then a small sound was heard, and then another sound was heard. But only audible to those who listened. But I'll give you a hint. Listeners of a radio station originating in Nevada City heard that, sis. The dominoes began to fall backwards, and now 1 year later, $3 trillion in home loans, leveraged to $300 trillion in bets, all go bad, and since everyone holds the same thing, no one can pay anyone. Now the guys in charge of everything way back when, that's Congress, by the way, all look open-mouthed and stupid and run for cover for someone else to blame, pointing at each other and realizing that Joe Sixpack can still aim what guns he may have left, rush to throw trillions more into the black hole, hoping it will all just go away. Your Secretary Hank Paulson, who used to work there, by the way, on that there Wall Street, that is, then gives billions to his banking buddies and promises also to give them first position in the takeovers and pillaging of the banking system, and then sponsors covertly and overtly with taxpayer money from the very same Joe Sixpack, who's too stupid to know when he's being robbed, as long as he is told it was for the stability of the system. That's as good a line as any. Hank Paulson agrees to buy bad debt from the banks and scares the very same Congress who were asleep last year, figures they are still as stupid, and tells them the same line he sold to Joe Sixpack, that it's good for the financial stability of the system. After all, the bigger the lie, the easier it is to tell, and the more people believe it. So Congress capitulates and promises up to $700 billion, which, by the way, grew to $820 billion because Congress needed $120 billion in bribes. Joe Sixpack then winces, but does nothing. You get the government you deserve comes to mind. They dole out the dough and begin to throw the gasoline on the debt fire. The fire rages, and several more institutions go under, while more CEOs figure that Congress really is that stupid and really is giving out Joe Sixpack's money, using the same lie for the stability of the system. And then they all get in their private jets, and they fly to the muddy place. That's Washington, and they use the same lie again, figuring it worked before, it will work again. Toys R Us doubts that they can claim a lack of toys will bring down the system, however, but then realizes big boys need toys, or so they've heard. So even if Toys R Us doesn't make that kind of toy, they know how stupid Congress is, so they decide to try, for the good of the system, lie like everybody else. But then finally, Hank Paulson, remember him? He's your Secretary Treasurer. He makes a dumb mistake and realizes that in buying bad debt from the banks, he must put a price on it to buy it. If he prices it at what it is really worth, which is a penny on the dollar, then all the other banks who hold this stuff are now seen for what they really are. Bankrupt companies holding trillions of dollars worth of bad debt worth 2 cents and are effectively insolvent. But if Paulson values them at the fairy tale value of a couple of trillion, then his measly few hundred billion won't cover even 1% of the bad debt, and his 700 billion, Oops, I mean $820 billion with bribe money, won't buy squat, and the public will see that he needs $700 trillion, not $700 billion. Meanwhile, if you recall, Congress insisted on oversight and transparency in the bailout system. They said oversight and transparency were the utmost of importance to protect the taxpayer. Well, here it is 6 weeks later. No oversight chairman or committee has been named, and there's not even any talk about doing it. Like I said, once these guys got you to shut the hell up and accept the bailout, all the posturing is gone, and they just hope you just forget about it. Then, surprise, another $800 billion is thrown in for good measure last week by the Federal Reserve and FDIC, because they don't need congressional approval to use their money, and CNBC says the bottom is in. Holy cow. You can't make this up. That's it for this week's Money Matters. I'm Mark Cunaberdi for KVMR-FM.